broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It's the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like buenos dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be a fella.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Also's back, bitches.
And guess who's not here? Fucking Tattoo Face.
Tattoo Face. No, not Barlow. Tattoo Face.
Oh. Where is that fucker? I was expecting him here.
He, last minute, he decided that he has a mother now.
What?
Yeah, wow. So all of a sudden he's going to go have dinner with his mom. Even though I sent out the invite yesterday, because I told him, I'm like, well, I want to coordinate because also is going to join us.
Yeah.
To make sure we're good for Monday. And he's like, yeah, bro. Yeah, tomorrow. And he even gave me shit for asking early, right? Like, he's like, because I usually, when I ask, it's the same day. Mm-hmm. We're going to record. And maybe about 2 hours, 3 hours prior to. And then at that point, it's like when we find out, like, whether he's going to come or not.
So he said yes yesterday.
He said yes yesterday. And then today, he's like, unfortunately, I have a mother.
Unfortunately.
No, he didn't say that.
I wonder if he had, like a note, like, on his notes, like a note, like, just copy and paste. Like, hey, guys, won't be there today for the show. Because he misses, like, every other fucking week.
Because I wonder if I fucked up by telling him that you were going to show up.
You probably did.
Because I think that... Because, see, Jericho on the episode with Ramon, when was that, last week?
Yeah.
He didn't let him know that Ramon was coming.
Mm. It's a way for him to, like, a get out of jail, like, I'm good, I don't have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I don't think he likes you guys.
That's all right.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Fuck.
I think ever since he stopped getting, like, attention from the female persuasion.
Oh, okay. Is he still unfucked on Sully?
Yeah, he is. Fuck. So, like, the motivation has gone way down to come to the show. Yeah.
So I blame the female listeners.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Right. Yeah, what the fuck, female listeners? Pick up the fucking slack.
Yeah, or and the gay listeners. It's Pride Month. So.
They're like, do your part.
Yeah.
Was he unfucked and sullied in Mexico?
You know what? I do not know what happened in Mexico.
Maybe he's, like, recovering because might have pulled a muscle or something. If you don't have sex for a long time, then you have sex.
You might have pulled
a muscle or some shit.
Right.
So I don't know.
I wonder what the conversion rate is for, like, unfucked and sullied in Mexico compared to, like, the U.S.
I don't know.
He's an American with papers,
right?
Money.
He's a solid 10.
That's what
there.
I'm saying. Yeah. But if he's still unfucked and sullied, like, that's bad. That's worse, right?
Yeah, I think he probably was shooting, like, way high.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Food prices right now are high as fuck. Terrible.
But let me tell you the McDonald's prices from the end of 2019.
Okay. This is pre-COVID though, right?
Pre-COVID. Okay. End of 2019 to mid-2024, which is like now.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? Medium French fries. It started at $1.79.
$1.79, okay.
And now it's $4.19.
Fuck.
McChicken was $1.29.
Yes.
And now it's $3.89.
Yeah.
What?
Big Mac was $3.99. And now it's $7.49. Are you fucking kidding me?
You're not outraged by this? Right. Like, you can almost buy a full
combo
at In-N-Out.
In-N-Out combo is like $9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$10. I bought McDonald's for me and my kids last week. And it was, no, they don't, they're 13, so they get regular combos now. It was $40 for three combos.
Shit.
Bro, it's getting ridiculous. Insane, man.
Yeah.
Like, how do they justify these price hikes?
I don't know. You have to eat at home more. I mean, you have to just.
Because it's not getting any delicious.
Not at all.
No, it's getting smaller, too. Or maybe I'm just a fat ass.
No. They're shrinking, bro. Yeah.
And by the way, do you guys know that they're going to start charging for refills at McDonald's?
What?
Yes. First of all, some stores have already taken out the refill machines in the eating area.
Mm.
But now,
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has them in the back.
So now, if you ask for a refill, They're going to start charging for you.
Man, even Tams gives it to you at least one free refill, and they just they clip the bottom of the cup.
Do they really?
Yeah, they clip the bottom. You know the bottom of the cup has like a little rim?
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll clip it with like a hole puncher.
Oh, to let them know
that they already gave you that one free refill. That's the Tams and HP.
That's some high-tech shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Been doing that shit since like 99, bro. We try to cover it. Like, no, can I get another refill? Like, no, we already gave you one. But yeah, man, it's ridiculous. But I feel like no matter who's in office, it's the same shit.
No, yeah, but same shit. But far gone are those days where we get an actual value for
no, there's no value
for anything anymore.
No, it's tough, bro. Man, let me ask you guys a question real quick. Since it's like fresh in my mind, this just happened. So we went to Lucille's.
Okay.
We went to Lucille's.
Fancy, rich
and, it was a Sunday. You got like it was like a little family.
You didn't pay your mortgage this month, and you used that money. That's just expensive.
Man, you just go because of the little towels, huh?
Right. You put them on your face and on your hands.
Rich.
Feels good.
The biscuits there.
Oh my God. Apple butter?
Did it have cinnamon on top?
Yes,
it does. No, it's delicious.
Did you bring any?
No.
Fucking bitch.
No, we always order two baskets and we always finish them there.
You asked to go.
Oh, yes, you can ask for
yes.
To go?
Yes. Right before
I went for my birthday and I said, "Can I get a batch of biscuits to go?"
You can say that.
Yes, they'll give it to you in the box.
Yeah.
What?
Get the butter too.
Oh, yeah. Fucking game changer. Yeah. All right. So all this to say,
he's only gonna go for the biscuits.
I know. I'm like, can I get some biscuits to go? No. So for my daughter, right? We ordered it was a kids combo, and instead of fries, we ordered watermelon. Mm. Right. So she got her pasta, and it was supposed to come with like watermelon. So they bring the plate. You know, the guy drops it off real quick. And then my wife's like, they gave her French fries.
Okay.
Right. So then I flagged down the guy because I'm like, oh, well, we want watermelon. So then the guy comes and I'm like, oh, we wanted a side of a watermelon instead of the fries. He tried to take her plate back. and I'm like, oh, no, you can leave the fries. I go, just bring the watermelon.
They charge you.
No, I thought he was going to charge me, but I'm like, why would he want to take the fries back?
Maybe it's policy now for people that do that on purpose. They get extra shit.
So you think I'm a douchebag for
No, there's douchebags that fuck it up
that
for
do
you.
That shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
and I understand that, but where's the customer service gone?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because
and then you know what? You're there with your family.
Yeah,
it's not like it was a group of four teenagers that you're like, these fuckers are just fucking
They're just doing that shit, yeah.
So, yeah.
Because what's going to happen when he takes it to the back? He's just going to throw it away.
Or he's going to eat them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So did they acknowledge that they were wrong?
He said, he apologized. He apologized, but he was trying to take the plate.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of douchey, like being like, no, like leave the fries. Or leave the.
You should say
like,
my daughter's eating. What did she order in her meal?
It was pasta. And
oh, you should
be
like, my daughter's eating the pasta, bro. Like, go get the fucking watermelon.
I always joke with the waiters. Like, if they brought something that was incorrect and it was sitting there for a while, I'll just leave it. Like, somebody will eat it, and they don't charge us for it.
Yeah,
and they always leave it. Because otherwise, it's going to go to waste.
I thought you were going to say they charge you for it. I would have been.
No,
pissed.
No, no. I would have.
Yeah,
been,
I would have said. Excuse
been,
me.
I
would have been pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or I just would have taken it out of his tip.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You guys missed my game joke.
That was funny.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
You know, I just turned 43, by the way, guys.
Whoa. Yeah. Congratulations, thank you, bro.
And I went, I know. Am I the oldest one here? Yeah. I'm the youngest
one.
No,
you're
the
youngest.
No, you're
the
oldest.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No,
I'm the youngest. But I went skydiving that day, fellas.
What?
I went skydiving that day. And then when I got home, my family took me to eat. And I got that same plate, the three meat plate. It was delicious. But yeah, man.
Hey, the skydiving.
Yeah.
You grew up in the hood.
Yes.
Did it do anything?
Slauson and Compton Ave. McKee.
Did it do anything for you?
What do you mean?
Like, did it give you an adrenaline rush?
It did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because what?
So it was kind of anticlimactic a little bit because we waited 3 hours because it was cloudy.
Sure.
They wouldn't let us go up there. So we waited, like, our flight time was like 9 a.m. and we didn't go up there till like almost noon.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, it kind of took away the excitement. Yeah. And it was kind of like,
it allowed you to mellow
down a
little bit.
Yeah, we're all just sitting there like, fuck. And we had to drive all the way to Oceanside. So we just kind of sat there like idiots for like 3 hours.
Damn.
Starving and shit now. Because we were going to go eat after.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're like, they're like, it's any time now. And we're like, we could, some people went to get food and brought it back. We just didn't. And the free fall, the first minute and a half of free fall with no parachute,
mm-hmm.
where you're just falling and your hands are next to you, that to me was the rush.
Mm.
It was a cool feeling of just fucking falling, bro. It was cool.
Okay.
And I'm afraid of heights. Like, I'm afraid of intermediate heights. Like,
right.
being on your roof, I'd be fucking dying. But, like, roller coasters don't scare me because I'm strapped in.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I think a lot of the experts say that people that grew up in the hood have PTSD.
Yeah.
Right? That's one. But another thing is that we're just so used to that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
That
doesn't do anything for us.
Some things don't do things. Yeah. Like, don't give us that
rush. I grew up
rush.
In the hood, but I was a little bitch.
Okay.
I wasn't a thug by far.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight. I've never, you know what I mean? Like, there was gang members around me, but yeah. I knew stay away from certain shit. Like,
right.
I always ended up leaving right before the cops came or, like, right before the big fights. So I was a little bitch. So,
okay.
I wasn't built for that life.
All right.
I grew up there. But
yeah, like that's where he laid his head.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
no, yeah.
He went to school outside of the hood.
I went to HP.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So you
to
went
to the valley.
Right.
That's where I slept, but I was gone most of the day.
Like, so you never came out to actually.
I mean, I was at a few parties where like shit went down, shooting shit like that. But once in a while,
mm-hmm.
not like daily.
Okay.
So I had the adrenaline rush once in a while. Some of my friends had it all the time, and they do have that PTSD you talk about.
Yeah.
But not me.
Because when we're talking about maybe like, not skydiving, because I've never done skydiving. And the reason I don't do skydiving is because everything was the bungee jumps and all
yeah.
that other stuff. Like, it does nothing.
It didn't do anything for you.
Nothing.
You did bungee
me.
Jumping?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just kind of just, okay. You
yeah.
know, like, this is it.
So being afraid of heights, being, you know, mm-hmm. not built for that life in the hood, I was kind of sheltered in the hood, honestly. The gang members knew, he's going to go to college. You'll leave him alone. Honestly, that's how it was.
Wow. You would carry your books in a pizza box or what?
No, bitch. I had my fucking JanSport backpack. Like, what's up? They would make fun of me. They would make fun of me, but then they'd be like, go ahead, man. Go home.
Yeah.
Like, you're good. Even one time I tried kicking it, and Big Liz was kicking it. You know Big Liz.
Yeah, yeah.
He was kicking it with them, and they told me to go home.
Oh, wow.
Like, hey, also, this ain't for you, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here. They were going to start smoking, like,
yeah.
some heavy shit, you know? And fucking Big Liz was smoking with them. They must have, you know, sad. It's sad, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so I was kind of sheltered by the hood to make it out.
They were probably like, we can ask that motherfucker for money later.
Yeah.
After he makes it.
Psych.
jokes on you.
I went to a field that has no money. I help kids, but I don't get paid. So I did like it. I did have the adrenaline rush just that minute and a half. And then after that, just doing it. Not people from the hood, they don't do that, right? They don't go bungee jump. I mean, they don't go skydiving. So I liked it. I enjoyed it. Would I do it again with the right group? Like, if the fellas were like, we're going to do it, I would go. If, like, the fake fellas would go. Not Barlow's. Fuck that. But you know what I mean? I would go. I would do it again with another group of people.
Okay. You've done it, right?
No, I've
Oh, I thought you did it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, like, if Mick was like, let's go for my 45th birthday or 50th birthday.
Yeah.
I would go with him. For sure, 100% I would go with
him. Let's fucking go, McTory.
Let's do it.
45 or 50?
What are you turning next?
I'm
turning 45 in October.
I'll be 44 this year.
Oh, all right. Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it.
44,
do it.
Bro.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm down. And I got coupons.
What?
They coupons. Give you coupons to
what?
Like no, shit. Take 30 bucks off, 50 bucks off. Yeah.
Nice.
And if we go on somebody's birthday, that person gets 50 bucks off too.
That's going to be me.
There
yeah.
it is.
That, yeah. There you go. There it is.
45, baby.
And right. after, I sent you guys a video and all that, no?
I think that's what I saw. I saw you strapped onto somebody.
Yeah.
No, that was his boyfriend.
Okay.
we were going steady right after the jump. We were jealous, asshole. Look at that.
Motherfucker.
This is your boy L.O.
This is Allery.
And it's your boy Vin from Dakota 40 Podcast.
When we're not listening to our podcast, we're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Because the motherfuckers are dope as hell.
Ask the Fellas.
Fucking hilarious.
Smashing comedy in your ear hole.
Hands down. Ask the Fellas everywhere on your favorite platform.
All right, fellas. So I was listening to Chicano-ish, right?
That Ramones?
Nah, that's the other one. Oh. They're all Chicanos.
I don't listen to either then. Go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah. So Chicano-ish, that's the one with Pops is the dad. And then Beans.
The Wisconsin one?
Wisconsin. Yes.
Gotcha.
And then Buzz, right? So okay. They recently went on a trip to Mexico, and the daughter, Beans, she got engaged.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
And even the younger brother got engaged, too.
Are you serious? Time?
Yeah. Same trip?
Well, yeah, but.
To the same person?
To each other.
To each other. Oh, wow. Ooh.
No.
That was my question.
That's an also question.
That was my question today.
No, and the younger brother got him. He's a young dude, too. He's like 20 or something.
Whoa.
I got married at 20. Don't fucking
and
do it,
he's
bro.
Been,
do
and
it.
He's been dating the girl since they were like 15.
Yeah,
or something,
it doesn't
14.
Matter, though.
Yeah,
no, and that's what I'm saying. But he's so young. So I guess, like, the reason why I'm bringing this up, right, like, they were talking about it on the show, and Beans was saying that so she got her engagement ring,
okay,
but she's kind of requiring her dude to also wear a ring so that people know that he's engaged.
Wait, dude, hold on.
Controlling
wait,
much?
Maybe. I don't know, bro.
Whoa, a guy who has an engagement ring himself.
Yes.
Does it have, like, a diamond on it?
Yeah.
I don't. That's a good question. I don't know what it looks like.
Did she buy it for him?
Man, I need to re-listen to the episode. I just know that he's wearing a ring.
That doesn't
like a cock ring.
Yeah. I would wear a ring around my cock, but yeah. I don't know if I would wear.
And it fits your finger too.
I know I got fat ass fingers,
small ass dick. Yeah, okay,
it's all right. Whatever.
That's I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
but that sounds controlling as fuck.
That sounds like a promise ring, though, right?
Yeah, but
yeah,
because that
girl
happens.
Gets
in,
a ring.
That happens in high school, right? Like the girl and the guy.
Girls weren't even talking to me in high school. I don't know. I promised to stay away from them. That's what I did.
This fool had restraining orders.
Yeah, like promise. You promise. The cops were like, "You promise to stay away." I promise.
I promise.
Pinky ring. Pinky promise.
Wear this ring. All right.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. Like it's just not. Not what's the word? Not traditional.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone having to wear a ring because they're engaged to a woman.
Yeah,
right.
Let me ask Mick, because he probably knows. What do gay guys do? Who wears a ring?
I don't think they wear engagement rings.
No, there's gotta be one, bro, because they have to get down on the knee, right?
Right.
Hey. And they have to. I mean, propose marriage.
Hey, okay.
You know what? I'm gonna ask one of my gay friends.
Okay. So let me just guess. You did no fucking research for this question, huh?
No, because the thing is, I just made it up right now.
Okay, so.
Like, what the fuck? Of course not.
I have a question.
Fellas, what do you think this is?
True, you're right.
This one said, what kind of research did you do?
I would have asked a follow-up question.
What kind of show?
Fuck.
Yeah,
but he's new. He's new.
No, yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, ultimately, it's as a guy, if a girl was like, oh, well, you have to wear an engagement ring too, like, for what?
Yeah, I don't even wear jewelry. I just wear my wedding ring.
Right.
But it has to be different than my engagement ring, right?
I assume so.
Or am I switching it from right hand to left hand?
Well, then that's the thing, because I would think that an engagement ring would go on a different hand, maybe. But the thing is, like, I don't know.
Well, her name is Beans?
Brittany Beans.
Beans, you got to let this one go.
Yeah.
This is weird. It's weird.
It's a little rough.
And it shows more of him. What's the guy's name? Do you know the guy's name?
His name is Dom. D-O-M.
Dom.
It sounds like he's being dominated.
He's
yes.
Being dominated.
Perfect name. I was going to say, you're a little bitch.
Right.
But I don't know. Hey, with all respect, you're being punked.
Well, a little.
You're starting. And guess what? You're gonna be the Rosa Parks of this shit, because he's gonna be the first one to do it.
Oh, no.
And then after this, they're gonna be like, "Well, Dom did it. Here, go wear this ring."
Oh,
we
no.
Already gain weight when the wives get pregnant. We're not gonna wear a fucking ring, nah, bro. Nah, I wouldn't do it. That tells me more about the relationship than it does about anything else.
Well, the purpose of it is to show the world.
No,
that
I get it.
That he's taken. Right.
Right.
So when he's married, it's more of the same. The thing is, there's a flaw in that, because most girls say that if they see a wedding ring on
they love it.
It's a fucking magnet for them to hit on them.
Right.
To see if they can conquer this shit.
So it's actually a bad idea for him to wear anything.
Yes.
Hmm.
So I don't know if she wants that. She's going to get the intended
consequences. Are they one of the few listeners of the
Yeah. So they listen. They're
one of the four.
The four. Okay. Yeah. Is it off? Because it's four of them, right? Or three of them?
It's three of them. So
that's three of the listeners.
And then Ramon. And
that's
then
four.
That makes four. Yeah.
And me once in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, man. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it on principle.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if we want to talk about tradition and being traditional,
yeah,
men usually don't wear a wedding ring even after they're married. Like, I wear my wedding ring because it still fits, but most men get fat. You think about that. And their fingers get fat. And and if they wear it too long, that ring's not coming off.
Yeah.
It's going to fucking squeeze the shit out of their finger until someone cuts it off.
I wear mine. I've gained a lot of weight since I got married. I wear mine, and I take it off every day when I put on, like, the plastic ones to work out in. So, like, yeah, I'm able to take it off. Every
day. The silicone ones.
I wear those to work out. Yeah. So anyway.
And the thing is, I don't know. I don't know if it's a control thing or whatever.
I think it's a control thing.
But then as a man, right, like, let's say if you want to take a look at the other side of the coin, right, would it be like, oh, well, he doesn't want to wear one because he's a machista? Like, well, what's he trying to hide? You know what I mean?
The thing is, it sounds like this guy is traditional. He talked to the family before.
Yes, he did.
He let them know what was going on. He obviously, I think he asked for permission, or he asked for their blessing, or whatever it is, whatever the verbiage is.
Yeah.
So he's a traditional guy in that sense. He's not one of the new age people that are like, I'm asking you, like, you're the one that I have to get, you know.
Yeah, like, fuck them.
Fuck them, yeah. But he's, no, he,
I'm marrying
with
you.
With respect, he respected that.
Right.
I feel like I think he's going to say yes because he doesn't want to start shit, but it's a bad precedent of the rest. Yeah. Of the relationship.
Yeah, I don't feel it's needed.
No.
Like, I really don't. I think.
Because then people are going to be like, oh, you got married already?
Right.
Yeah. You got married already? He's like, nah, the wedding's in a year or some shit.
And then every time you tell, no, it's my engagement ring, they're going to be like,
gay?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's your boyfriend's name, bitch? Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Come on, also.
Oh, sorry.
You can't be a new fella and already offending our listeners.
My bad, guys. Yeah, my bad. My apologies.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Couldn't do it.
I don't see it. Like, we give females engagement rings.
That's a female thing. Yeah.
For what reason? To show that we're like claiming
that
them.
That we're choosing them.
You know, we think you're special.
You're talking about like us, or like you're talking
us as men. As men, why?
Like, what's the idea behind it?
Yeah, like what does it kind of symbolize?
It symbolizes that she's taken. But does it really stop anybody from trying anything?
It really doesn't.
No.
But then again, you know what I mean? Like, what if as a female they use that same argument? Well, you're taken too.
Sure.
But guys are way more descarados than girls. Guys hit on girls. Girls get hit on 10 times rate more than a guy does get hit on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the ring doesn't really matter for the guy. Like, we don't get hit on at all. Most of us don't. Once in a while, some do. But
why is that?
I think we have as a guy, the guys are just, we're just psychos, bro.
No. Like girls, why?
It's like different. It's a different flirt. It's not the same. Guys are direct. Hey, my girl was, we went to 7-Eleven and I was on a work call. And my wife got down off the car with my kids to go to 7-Eleven to buy Slurpees for them. And she got hit on, like, right when she was getting into the 7-Eleven.
Walking with two kids.
With two kids. Wow. The guy, she had braids.
Yeah.
Did you see my wife? No. She had them for, like, 2 weeks. She had braids. So he walked by and said, oh, I love your braids. She's like, I don't know. Walked past him.
Yeah.
He left. I saw it as I was.
Right.
He left, came back, and gave her a business card.
Oh, God.
And said, shit. Oh, I do glass work. Here, I do glass work. And he said, oh, okay, thank you. And then she gave it to me. Here you go. And I was like, so anyway, no girl's going to do that with a guy. Like, that direct. Girls are different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different kind of.
Well, it depends, too, because like Jerky said earlier, there are females that, just because a guy is wearing a ring,
yeah,
they might see it as a challenge.
But it's not going to be that direct. It's going to be a look. It's going to be a question. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a, hey, this. And then, you know, it's going to be like that. It's going to be different.
And sometimes it has to be the right setting.
Yeah.
You know, like if it could be like girls on vacation or there's like a bachelorette party, they're more apt to do, to have that type of behavior.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think this whole male female thing is really complicated, man. It's evolving.
And it's changing. Yeah, it's changing.
And because, you know, the other thing too that I had seen was it was a question regarding chivalry, right? Where they were like, is feminism like killing off chivalry?
Yes.
You know, you think so?
I believe so. And the reason I say that is because a lot of the men now are afraid to act like a man with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in the way that just approaching a woman and just talking to a woman is off limits for most men.
Yeah.
Because not only are they afraid to get a backlash or be called a creep, it's no longer like the way that you meet a woman anymore.
Right.
Now there's apps. Now there's you know, there's a fucking Tinder or Grindr or whatever the fuck they all do.
I really
don't know these newfangled ways.
New nickname, Grindr Key.
Yes. See, I don't know these things.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But no, but that's the thing. Like, you don't, as a man, you don't know what is acceptable anymore with, mm-hmm. like, are you going to offend this female? Like, for example, mm-hmm. you open up the door for a female.
Right.
And at that point, she looks at you and she's like, she either gives you a look, like a dirty look almost, or she says, oh, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I think women expect that you're looking at her ass as you're holding the door for her.
No, but that's the price of admission, Jericho.
No, it's not. True. It's
dude,
not.
Dude, you hold open the door. They pay you. They pay you with the booty glance.
That's why you let girls go up first on the escalator.
Right.
No. You got No. I mean, you know, either you got to modify your vision in some way. That way you don't have to look.
There's nothing wrong with my vision. I'm kidding. Jokes.
Until you get made.
I know, right? Dude, but that's the thing. Like, I hope they don't. That's not the reason why they're kind of turning it away, you know? Like, it's a good deed. It's kindness. Like, I've opened doors for families, too. It's not.
I thought you were going to say for fat bitches. When you said the foot, I was like,
No.
Be like, I had to open both doors so that bitch could walk through.
Say, hold on.
Let me get the other side.
You're such a bitch. it's an act of kindness. You know what I mean? And if a female cannot appreciate that, like, they're fucking it up.
Right.
Like, they're fucking it up. Like, what? Like, I don't understand feminism, bro. But like,
there's also, like, an anti-feminism movement, too. There's different kind of movements and different. It's just on how you were raised and what kind of person you're trying to be. But, yeah, if you're out there dating, it's fucking confusing as fuck what to do, what's accepted, what's not accepted. Everywhere you go, bro. Everywhere you go at the gym, at the gym that I go to, like, yeah, man, it's. You definitely, at my age, you don't want to be the creepy old guy.
Right.
So, man, I just fucking ignore and avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's probably the best bet for me. But I'm not trying to get with anybody, right? But if you are trying to, you got
to
fucking.
So you're saying you have to walk through, like, with blinders, like you're just.
Yeah, like I'm there to work out. Even if you're going to ask me a question, I'm like, huh? Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know. And, like, don't even. Yeah, it's because you can easily be. Like, there was an incident where one of the coaches told a girl, oh, you smell nice. But she did. Like, she whatever she puts on, it's like I smell it when she leaves the area. So it was obviously he wasn't trying to hit on her. He was like, oh, shit, you smell nice compared to every fucking else here at the gym, basically.
Gotcha.
And she took offense to that and told my wife about it.
Wow.
So now she's starting to talk about the coach. Wow. And I'm like, that's not cool because I know that coach didn't mean that to you.
Right.
But the way you're saying it, this fool's going to get in trouble for saying you smell nice, but it has nothing to do, none of that.
So what you guys are saying are, gone are the days of where you can go up to a girl, a young lady, and say, hey, nice ass.
Wait, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah. Wait, no. Yeah. That's not what we mean, bro.
Or walk, oh, so you or walk by four it. Girls. No, you can't. Or walk by four girls and say, the fish market. You can't say that anymore.
No, what
that's
the
gone.
No,
that's gone.
No,
yeah.
No, you can't say that. No, you can, you never could say that.
Oh.
We say, baby got back.
No. Yeah. No, if you're at Lucille's.
No, now you got to say Gyat.
No, you got to say Gyat. I heard that.
What?
Yeah.
Gyat. The fuck is that?
Gyat. Gyat.
Like what, stand up?
No, I'm not going to stand up.
Like Gyat.
What the fuck is that?
That means like goddamn.
G-Y-A-T-T-T. Gyat means nice fucking ass. Like and you don't have to say like she's got a gyat. You just say the word gyat and it means
no,
that girl has a big ass.
No.
Yes.
No more new shit, please.
I got a new one.
What's a new one?
Type shit.
What?
Type shit.
What's that?
Oh, like a tight ship?
No, type.
What? I don't type shit.
Shit.
Type shit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like let's just say it's like agreeing with somebody. With, like, the sentiment. So, like, you come in here and you're like, fuck, it's raining hard outside. I should have worn a jacket. And I'd be like, type shit. Like, I agree with you.
No.
Yes.
Please, no.
Yeah, what? My son used
That makes, like, no sense.
I know. That's the fucking generation, bro. Type. I probably used the wrong type way of shit. Doing it, but that's, we should call my son, but we won't. But he will explain what type shit, but it means that.
Type?
Type?
Shit. Shit.
Like, that type of shit I agree with.
Oh.
But they just say type shit.
God. Damn.
Oh, they're so fucking.
I'm sorry.
They're idiots.
This generation is fucking going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was out when they were using no cap. Yeah. I was done.
Like no cap?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Ski.
Cap? You have cap? Heard, no, have, skibbity toilet?
Have you heard ski?
No.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, God.
Ski. It's not even new anymore. It's kind of older. Actually.
Yeah.
Ski.
What's a skibbity?
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
They've been, I don't know that one.
They say skibbity toilet. I'm like, what is that?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Skibbity toilet. I don't know.
Are you scaring me, bro?
No, there's all kinds of shit.
I think, like, all our kids are retarded.
I think so.
Like, seriously, like, they're like.
A little bit.
They're regressing.
Yeah.
Like you know, on the evolution, like, they're going backwards now. They made a turn. They're headed back to, like, caveman days.
Well, we've been forewarned, man. Have you guys seen that movie, Idiocracy?
Yes. Guess what they're wearing?
Oh, no.
Okay, Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. Guess what shoes everybody in the movie is wearing?
What?
Jordans.
No, bitch. What the fuck? No.
Jordans.
No. Okay. Okay. Sir, we go to Victoria's.
Yeah.
We go to schools, right?
Yeah.
To visit kids.
Yeah, yeah.
What's one shoe that a lot of kids wear at to school now?
Air Force Ones.
No.
Bob Barker's.
No. Bob Barker's is in jail, bitch. Oh. Anyway, in the movie Idiocracy, everybody in the movie is wearing one type of shoe. And this movie came out, what year did it come out in?
I don't know.
Long time ago. Before, the director said, I need everybody in the movie to wear these. I need to get a shoe for everybody to wear that can be mass produced, that makes them seem like sheep. Uh-huh. And in the movie, everybody's wearing Crocs.
No way.
Before what? Crocs
are
were famous.
Are you kidding?
Look it up.
2005, my
2005,
friend.
And Crocs came out in like 2005 or 6.
Wow.
Or maybe before that, but nobody was wearing them like they are now. In all the idiots in that movie were wearing them.
Well, now all the idiots in real life are fucking wearing them.
With fucking
them.
Pajama bottoms.
Oh, my God.
I sound like an old man, but fuck this generation, bro.
Yeah, we're
and these motherfuckers are going to pay for our Social Security.
Bro, we are not going to have any Social Security.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Because they're going to funnel it all out somehow.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, it's over, bro. I'm sorry. I just, it's hard to listen to these kids talk. Sometimes, you know?
Right. Type shit.
Type
no,
shit.
Don't say
that. They're like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ski.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And this is Jeebus.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas Podcast. Listen to Toodles and Poodles, where we talk a lot of shit. And we're all right, but give it a shot.
All right, guys. This is not an also question. It's a little small rant. You know, I listen to you guys. I enjoy your show, man.
That's good.
Every Friday morning or Thursday night when it drops, I'm fucking
Thursday
excited.
Thursday night?
So you've dropped it on Thursday?
Yes, but this is like midnight.
I listen to that shit.
On midnight?
Because we go play basketball Thursdays, and I drive home, and then it's on. I'm fucking listening, bro.
Whoa. That's dedication,
bro. I'm a big fan.
Nice.
I didn't know that.
But you guys fucking miss big-ass fucking current events. Like, major current events. I'm like, are these motherfuckers alive?
No, we listened to
Was it on Instagram?
No, I'm sure. I'm not on Instagram, but I'm sure.
Oh.
In the 90s,
uh-huh.
we had in the early 90s, we had Tupac and Biggie.
Yes.
Beef. Beefing in hip hop, right? Hip hop civil war. Late 90s, early 2000s, Jay-Z Nas.
Right.
That's when we were in college, right?
Right, right, right.
9/11. When 9/11 happened, Jay-Z dropped an album that day with Takeover.
Right. Still lost, by the way. It's Nas all the way.
Nas won. Yeah, 100%.
Well, I thought you were going to, when you said 9/11, I thought you were going to say Osama dropped a diss track.
He dropped Clue Bomb. No. So we just had the biggest rap beef since those rap beefs, like the last month, and you guys said not one fucking word of it. I blame Barlow's number one because he's like a rocker shit. You know, he likes like all that rock shit, and I get it. But you guys are hip. Jericho, you're a hip hop head, bro.
No, I know, but this is kind of like the 92 riots and then the Long Beach riots that we had recently. It's not the same.
No, I know.
It's not at the same.
No.
You don't talk about the Long Beach riots.
Right? Yeah. They weren't even riots.
It was one night. No, but this was. Here's the thing, though. This is why I compare it. Because this is the two biggest artists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may not be your best artist, your favorite artist.
Sure.
And they're not. I'm a big Kendrick fan.
Yeah.
And actually, Mick Torres knows back in whatever year that was when I gave you a burnt CD
gave me the Mad City and the other one.
Before the Mad City, I gave you Section 80.
Section 80.
I gave him a copy of Section 80 when that came out, and we were listening to it together. We were like discovering Kendrick together. And then Good Kid came a couple years later,
mm-hmm.
and like this is one of my favorite artists. Went at it with the biggest pop artist. Hip hop artist, and dude, they beef for like a month, and you motherfuckers didn't say one word.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I know one Drake song.
Okay,
which one? Which one?
No, I know the one that he did with Bad Bunny.
I don't know that one.
Oh, Mia.
Mia. I know that one.
I thought you were gonna know. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Oh, I know that one. Too, yeah. Right? That one sounds familiar.
Yeah. All so right. I'm not a Drake fan at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's not really a rapper. He's like a pop star.
Right. Yeah.
He's part of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes. I agree. He's the black Justin Timberlake. Like he's you know what I mean? He's not as black as Justin Timberlake probably.
Oh my God.
No, for real.
Yeah. And I think Kendrick is the best new rapper.
Mm.
Who would be respected by the old rappers.
Okay.
Because he writes his own shit.
All right.
Drake has already been found that he doesn't write his own shit. So he's not even his own writer, right? He has ghostwriters.
Okay.
And then these two different types of rappers went at it. And I loved it. I loved the beef because I was happy for my son to witness a beef of this, you know, magnitude. And, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. You guys need to fucking talk about current events.
But were the diss tracks even good?
Yeah, they were.
Because, I mean, nothing beats. To me, like, if we're talking about diss tracks,
yeah.
Bro, to me, Hit 'Em Up.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Yes!
So, okay. So, of all the songs?
Yeah.
So, let's break it down. Kendrick made us. They've been beefing for years, but only subliminals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he'll say something, and you're like, if you know, you know. You're like, oh, he's signed by Kendrick. Oh, he's signed by Drake. So, about 6 months ago, Drake and J. Cole. J. Cole is another rapper?
Yes.
Good rapper. They released a song together, and they said on the song, we're the big three.
Right.
Meaning, they included Kendrick. Like, hey, we're the best three rappers. He wasn't on the song.
Right.
They just named them. Like, hey, we're the three rappers, right? I think Jay-Z has done that, right? Like, Nas has done that.
Jay-Z has named himself King of New York.
No, I'm sorry. Nas did it. Nas said, who's it? Is it Biggie, Nas, or whatever? He said.
And Tupac, I think.
And Nas, Bog, or Big, right? He said that.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a similar song where they did a song too, and they included Kendrick. So a couple months later, Kendrick's like, he released a song where he's like, hey, there's no big three, bro. It's just me. Like, I'm the best one.
It's just big me.
Big me, yeah.
I heard that.
He said,
yeah.
Motherfuck the big three. It's just big me.
Right.
And he throws subliminals at both of them. Like,
right.
Like, you guys ain't shit. Like, yeah. I'm the best one. Like, when, don't stop putting me on the list.
And when I heard that was a diss track, I was like,
no, but it wasn't a diss track.
I was like, that's kind
of
soft.
No, but it wasn't a diss track.
Okay.
Yet. It was more of a subliminal, like, don't put my name in your, like, I'm he did like the jigga, like, I'm not sharing the crown with anybody. I'm the best.
All right.
So, boom. So, J. Cole released a song talking shit to Kendrick. That was a diss song. He named him. He said, you know, you only come out every 6 years, like, you're not even, like, nobody even talks about you until you, because Kendrick has only had 4 albums in, like, 12 years. That's a long time to wait for songs, whereas Drake releases an album every other year. You get it? So they're talking shit. But then he apologizes 4 days later.
What?
At a concert.
He apologized.
Public apology.
He was at a concert, his own festival.
That's not hip-hop.
I know.
You don't fucking apologize.
So people were upset at him, like, you're a little bitch.
Straight up.
Like, you're a fucking weak-ass motherfucker. He said, look, but there's rumors that people told him, hey, back off from this beef. Like, this is between Kendrick and Drake. Mm-hmm. Like, you should probably step away because it's going to get personal.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. He apologized in front of 100,000 people and said, look, I apologize, I shouldn't have done it. He took the record off streams. He took it off Apple Music. He took it off everywhere.
The fuck? Right.
Okay? A couple weeks later, Drake responds with an album, with a song called Push Ups, where he's talking shit to Kendrick directly and other guys who have talked shit to Drake.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, he calls him short. You know, I don't know who does short jokes. That's lame. Sorry. He does, like, whatever you can say to Barlow's, like, you know, this and that. Calls him short, throws out allegations about his... He mentions his wife's name,
what?
Kendrick's wife's name.
Oh.
Which I think was one of his, bad decisions. And then Kendrick didn't say anything for a couple of days. So he released another song, another misstep. He released a song using a Tupac AI. Where he's talking to...
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. No, see. That would have been the best track, bro.
That's it.
He said,
end it there.
No, that's it, bro.
He said,
fuck that.
His line, one of the lines...
He said, that's why I fucked your bitch, you short motherfucker.
Yeah, no,
yes!
Yeah.
Boom.
Damn.
You should be a ghostwriter.
That would have been it, bro.
Was Drake on Ghostwriter?
Huh? I think he was, yeah.
Was he?
Was he so. What?
Was he in that show Ghost Rider?
I think he
Drake?
Was. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He was in Degrassi.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Anyway, back to
anyway,
some
back
real,
to the story. Back to the
back
story.
Back to some real gangster
so,
shit.
So, gangster shit. So, he releases a song with AI Tupac telling Kendrick, like, drop. Like, the West needs you. Like, you're not, because he hadn't said shit.
Yeah.
And then another AI, a Snoop AI, saying, you're the West Coast savior coming, like,
no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he did a verse, and people and then Tupac's estate kind of sued him, and they took it off.
No shit.
Okay. So then there was like 2 or 3 weeks where
and he said, "That's why I fucked all y'all bitches, now, you bitch motherfuckers."
Is the only song this fucker knows?
Yeah, I think so.
Which, by the way,
that's all we need.
Which,
man.
By the way,
yeah,
not to go off track, I think No Vaseline is a better diss track than that.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
He went
because he went at a whole
hard.
Group.
He I went guess. Hard.
I mean,
he went at NWA as a group.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
so anyway,
it was
not
good.
To digress.
It was pretty.
Go
good.
Back. So
I like yours, Jericho.
Yeah, I like mine better.
It looked like Drake was just not knowing what to do because Kendrick wasn't, like, listening to him or not responding to him.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, on a random Tuesday, Kendrick responds with a song called Euphoria.
That doesn't sound like a diss track to
me.
I know,
but you got to think, Kendrick is deeper than that.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what Euphoria is?
Well, because, yes.
What is it?
It's when it's a state of higher being, almost, like, where you're almost at nirvana.
Yeah. Do you know that there's a show called Euphoria?
Oh, yeah. And
do you know what that's about?
That was
with the little girl. With the little kids and, like, they're, like, high school students.
Yeah. Keywords.
Yeah, big old titties.
Yes, that one.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, and they were all
no, not
high.
Sweeney Todd. Something Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
With the big old titties.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she's always high.
But what kind
of
show was it? What kind of show was it?
Oh, it was for kids.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So that's the name of the title, right? So on the song, he responds and says, look, I'm not going to take your disrespect about my family. You should probably chill a little bit. I got shit on you that's not going to be good for you. Like, chill.
Whoa, like, fucking.
Just chill.
Like, I got shit on you.
I got stuff on you.
That's not a diss track.
No.
I'm sorry, but
no,
that's,
no.
That's blackmail.
So then the Henry releases 3 days later in the, Friday morning. It was like a crazy 24 hours. On Friday morning, he released another song, really old school beat. I think you'd like it. Old school beat. 616 in LA is called. Okay. Old school beat. And he's just saying, like, look, man, like, I'm trying to give you advice. Like, you're not going with the good people. Like, the people that you're around, they're using you for clout and they're using you for money. Like, you should chill. You have more enemies in your friend group than friends. Like, chill the fuck out, because I can respond with shit that's going to, like, take your whole shit down. And that night, Drake released a song called Family Matters, where he alleges...
Not Carl Winslow,
not
bro.
Not Carl Winslow.
No, Carl Winslow. Carl Winslow and P. Diddy were on it.
He said Carl Winslow dropping bars and shit.
Dropping soap? Bars of soap. So the song he alleges that Kendrick beats his wife.
Damn.
That one of Kendrick's kids might not be.
That's
his.
Why I beat your wife. No, you fat motherfucker. Yes.
Short
motherfucker. That's why I beat your wife, you short motherfucker.
And he alleges that one of Kendrick's managers is the baby daddy of one of his kids.
Bro.
Right. Damn. So he and that Kendrick's not even with his girl anymore. That they're like different cities, whatever. So. Okay, so that got released, let's just say 9 p.m. on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
And for up until then, everybody was taking 2 or 3 days to respond, or weeks to respond. Why did fucking Kendrick release a song 40 minutes after?
Stop!
40
was
minutes.
Was it 40 minutes?
40 minutes after Family Matters was released.
What do you call it, Full House?
He called it... Step by step.
Step by step.
Shut up, bitch! He released a song... The whole Friday lineup.
I know, right?
The TGIF.
Did it start off like that?
No. but you talked about how Tupac's song, how it starts.
Oh man.
When he says that's why I fucked, that's like that started that song. If there was YouTube cameras back then, everybody would be like,
yes.
What the fuck? Everybody would have the same response, right?
Yeah.
Kendrick's song was called Meet the Grams. Graham is Drake's last name. Mm-hmm. So it was called Meet the Grams, right? Meaning like meet his family. So the first words of the song is Dear Adonis, which is Drake's son's name. Like the big, everybody, if you see YouTube, everybody had the same response. What the fuck is going on? And it was, you know who the Alchemist is?
Yes.
The producer? Yeah. He produced the song. So it was like a very dark piano, boom. And it was like just everybody had the same response with like, oh, this shit took. I even texted Victoria like, oh, this shit's going somewhere that it's not fun anymore. It's going like it's getting messy. I told him I don't want to listen. I don't think I want to listen. I listened to both. I didn't even have time to listen to one and like digest it because the other motherfucker came
right,
out
right away. Yeah.
So that when that song came on and the first song, the first words are Dear Adonis on the first verse. Second verse is Dear Sandra, which is Drake's mom.
Oh, no.
Dear Dennis, which is Drake's dad. And then at the end, he says, Dear Aubrey, directly at Drake. And at the end says, like, dude, you have child molesters living in your home.
Oh.
You have a pedophile living in your home in their, like, his little mansion. Like, he says, he has lines like, hey, LeBron, keep the family away. Hey, Curry, keep the family away.
Damn.
Like, you don't want to be surrounded with these people.
Yeah,
like they're about to like go in. The FBI is gonna go in there and do shit too. Like when that song ended, you felt like icky. Yeah,
right.
And then you're like, well, this is over. Like this beef is over, right? Like,
yeah,
it's nothing that Drake can respond. What do you say to you're a pedophile?
Right. No, you're like they're saying that Drake's a pedophile.
Well, he's had history of like having inappropriate relationships with. There's a video of him like. Kissing a girl who was like 17 at a concert. Like he kissed her on the lips and then she's like, man, how old are you? And she said 17 and he's like, why you look so good though? Like shit like
Damn.
That. And then he went back and kissed her again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
And he was like 24, 25 at the
Still,
time.
Still, bro.
Still.
Weird shit,
Still.
Right?
Yeah.
So that happened. Friday morning was a song. Friday night was Drake. Friday, 40 minutes later was Kendrick. So Saturday during the afternoon, you're like, oh, I think everybody's talking. Like, I think the beef is over. Like, Kendrick won. Kendrick releases another fucking song that's a West Coast banger with a West Coast beat, West Coast producer. And it's like a crip walking song that has the verses, you're not like us. Like, you're a pedophile.
Damn.
And that song just took it over the top. That song went viral. So then Drake responded Sunday night with like, if I was really a pedophile, like, I would have been arrested. I'm famous. And people were like, actually, when you're famous, you don't get arrested.
Right. No, look at fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Look at,
or all the producer, all the yeah. Yeah. And so all his like defense was kind of like, I don't know. So it looked like a white flag from Drake. Like,
right.
I'm over. He even said, I'm over this. Like,
Yeah.
So it ended with like a bad taste. Like, fuck.
I don't know, man. I think if you're going to start a war, you got to be able to take it all the way.
And that was his problem. He went, he mentioned the family name, the wife. He mentioned the wife first.
Yeah.
And then once it got out of control, he just didn't know what to do.
But it sounded like Kendrick was like, you know what? You need to chill.
Four different times in three songs, he told them,
he did,
I have a lot to say. I don't want to say it. Let's keep it. Let's go personal. Let's just keep it.
Right.
Let's do a rap battle. Mm-hmm, see who can rap better. Don't go personal. And
even the one where he said, don't say lies about me.
He said, don't say lies about me. And I won't say the truth about you.
About
whoa.
You.
And then he just, that was in the first song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he just, when he mentioned that, your baby mama, this and that. I think that's when he's like, all right, 40 minutes. I mean, he had it there. He had it recorded it and he had it ready to submit.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
so then it ended with the white flag from Drake, but the song, the Not Like Us song, which I'll pay you. If that can be the outro song today, I would love it. Hold on. I would suck your dick if you want.
No, don't say that.
I would do it. But please, like, if you play that song as the outro and you hear it, have you heard it or not?
I haven't heard any of these songs.
I want before we leave, you got to play the Meet the Grams, the beginning, just so you can hear the Alchemist beat.
Okay.
And then the DJ Mustard Not Like Us beat. You can just see how I think Kendrick was going to win because he's a better rapper. But he showed like how he raps in different ways. Right. He can give you a hit song. He can give you a deep like cut. And he can just lyrically just better. And I think he just, it was one-sided, bro.
Wow.
So that beef happened, and you motherfuckers didn't say shit about
it. Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
I didn't even know what was happening, bro. I'm so sorry,
Well, you
man.
Know what? I think because, and I think this is because your daughter is, what? How old is your oldest?
Six.
Six. She's not into that yet. Mm-mm. I have a 20-year-old at home who is in the middle of this, and I have a 13-year-old who's also into hip-hop. So that's how we would sit down and talk. My wife was tired of this shit.
That you guys were like talking about.
Yeah, she's like, can you guys go outside and clean or some shit?
Where do they release these songs?
YouTube. And Apple Music.
So you guys are like by the phone.
No.
Waiting, like just refreshing to see if there's a new song coming out.
No, the way it goes viral, like on Instagram or Twitter. The first one my son sent me.
Well, that's where
like,
we get our news.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised.
So somebody sent me the.
Very.
You probably have like a filter like not like too young stuff.
Yeah, I filter out all the young stuff.
Yeah. No, my music doesn't go above 2004 or something like that.
Yeah. Like, he's like, have you heard that new Chingy?
Dude, there's this up and coming artist.
You heard of the Game? That was bad.
I fucking hate the Game.
Anyway, so my son, the first one, and you would like that actually. The first song, the one where he said, "Fuck the big three, it's only big me," because that had that had an old school beat. Remember Everlasting Bass? Remember that song?
I think yeah.
They use that beat that song. Yeah.
Okay.
So when my son sent it to me, I was like, I know that beat, bro. He's like, oh, look at this song, and I thought he was trying to show off the beat. I was like, I've been listening to this beat since the 90s. Like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, no, listen to the lyrics.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. And then Kendrick drops at the end, and I'm like, oh shit. And so that it was my son who would send me the links.
Yeah.
And then the only one I saw in my own was the one on Friday morning. Like, I was about to get to the school, and I got an alert on my YouTube, like, new Kendrick. I was like, that's got to be an old one, right? And I was like, oh, these motherfuckers are dropping. It's different now, bro, because if you think about it, the Jay-Z Nas one, It took Nas like 8 months to respond.
Mm-hmm.
It was different back then.
Mm-hmm.
It took like Big and Era responded.
Oh.
He never responded to that. He had the Who Shot Ya.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a direct response to hit him up.
Right.
He never responded. He had subliminals, but he never responded. And it took Nas about 8 months to respond to Takeover. Is it now? All this shit happened in a month. It's a different times. Everything has to be faster.
Right. But then it's like, how do people see it, right? Like, if somebody puts out a diss track and you don't respond, are you being the bigger man or are you seen as a punk?
Well, that's what everybody was talking about Kendrick, because it took him like 17 days to respond, right?
Right.
And people were like, oh, he's going to be scared. He's scared to respond. And others were like, he always takes a long time with his music, but when he responds, he's going to have 4 or 5 tracks ready. And that's where people were upset at Drake, because he responded with his song, and then he was like, I won. Like, I won for the night. I'm done. I won tonight. I'm going to win the weekend. Like, the whole weekend, people are going to talk about my song. And this motherfucker dropped the next song 40 minutes later, and because of the tone of the song and the topics, his songs got lost in the mix because of, and then he dropped another one on Saturday, and then it was over.
Right.
It was over. Like, imagine, like, you have like a 3-run lead, and then this will hit a grand slam, and then another grand slam, and you're like, oh fuck, I thought we were gonna come back, but like, this is done, you know.
Shit.
That's how it was. Anyway, just wanted to let you know, you guys gotta stay up on current events, cause you motherfuckers suck. Hey, Ramon, do you have an extra seat over there in your show? I can talk about like hip hop, fucking sports.
No, they don't like that shit either.
They don't like, I know.
They don't like this music over there.
No, but do they like sports? They don't like sports either.
I don't think they like sports either. They don't know.
You guys haven't talked about the NBA finals?
That's because we don't watch.
When is that?
It's Thursday. It's the Mavericks Celtics. Yeah.
There's still basketball going on?
Man, I thought it was the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
El Super Tazón.
The NBA Finals, guys. Mavericks. Yeah. You got
Boston Celtics.
You got Kyrie going back to Boston. Boston hates Kyrie.
Okay.
He played there for a few years.
And then Porzingis is in
Porzingas is in Boston, and he was in Dallas.
I thought you were fucking around. That's a real name?
Porzingis,
oh
yeah.
My God. Okay. And then Luka is playing out of his fucking mind right now. I'll give you $1,000 if you can name a player on the Celtics. A current player.
On the Celtics?
Yeah. They have the best record in the NBA.
Rasheed Wallace.
This motherfucker.
Larry Bird.
That's a good one. But you're not going to trick me because I know he had back problems.
Yeah.
Kevin McHale.
Kevin Durant.
Rondo,
Kevin Durant.
Rondo, no.
Durant.
Rondo.
Pop Pierce.
Pop Pierce.
This motherfucker. But he's not going to fool me this time, because if he goes on the fucking wheelchair again.
This fool lives in the 2000s, huh? This fool lives. What time is Shaq and Kobe playing?
All right.
Tatum. Jason Tatum.
I heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
He comes Jaylen out on Ruffles commercials and shit like that.
Oh, I don't know
about
that.
And Jaylen Brown. Those are two best players.
Jaylen Brown? No, Brown. No, Rose. I've heard of Jaylen Rose. Okay, so I don't know Brown.
Again, from the 90s. That's what Kobe hit 81 on.
I don't know 2000. These things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So
you know
anyway.
What? Look, basketball has lost me.
Yeah.
With their new rules or lack thereof, because they don't enforce the rules anymore. There's more carrying.
Yeah.
There's more
travel. Yeah.
There's more double dribbling than I've ever seen in my whole life. And no one seems to care. They keep mentioning this what do you call that
Euro step.
No, the other one, the step where like
the extra
the
step.
Gather step.
They keep mentioning the gather step and I'm like, that's not a thing.
I think it
is a thing.
Because it looks cool.
No, it doesn't look fucking cool.
It's awkward as fuck.
Wait, no, that's not how you use it.
No, do you remember in the 90s when they juiced the balls up in baseball?
Yes.
And it was more scoring?
A lot more home runs. Yeah.
And it brought the crowds back to the ballpark?
But what we
Because the lockout
yes.
killed baseball for like 4 years.
Yes.
And then Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and them fuckers, and Barry Bonds with the juice balls, they had to change something to make the offense come back.
Yes.
Agree?
And it was called juicing their ass.
No, but also the balls.
Steroids.
No, but also the balls.
Okay, the balls
you would
too.
You would juice the balls too?
Juice balls like how you do it with your boyfriend. No, not like that. Right? But do you remember when MLB had a problem?
Yes.
And they ran into it this year again a couple years ago with now they're the pitch count, the pitch timer and all that, right? They have all
fucking
that.
Fucking annoying.
Okay, okay, they have that. Yeah. So the NBA was running. In the 90s, there was low-scoring games, too physical. Stars were getting injured. So they slowly have gradually changed the rules for more scoring. Is it too much scoring? Yes, I agree. When somebody goes off for 50, I'm like, that's normal now, a 50, because you hit 7 threes. Mm-hmm. Back then, somebody went for 50, and it was impressive because it was like 60% of the team points. You go for 50, it's only 30% of the team's points because they score 160. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's a different – but I get what you're saying, but these motherfuckers are talented, dude.
I understand the talented part.
Yeah,
but their game isn't.
No, it's
not. It's yeah. not basketball anymore.
No, it's like, shooting threes.
It's a pickup game where everyone like does.
It's an all-star game.
Yeah, no I one. Get it. It's not a game anymore.
But the regardless, there's nothing else that I can watch because there's no other league that I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch the finals on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys should watch it too.
I'm gonna watch it.
All right.
Sure.
Who you got? Who you got?
Man, I'm going Dallas, bro. Yeah. I'm going Dallas.
¿Te gusta Dallas?
Huh?
Dallas, anyway, go ahead. Dallas, okay.
Yeah. I just think Boston had it too easy.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. They haven't lost. They're the one seed, and they've only lost like three games in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're just
three games in the playoffs. But so has Dallas. They've only lost.
Yeah, but no. But Dallas earned it, bro. They've been playing.
Dallas has played three teams with 50 or more wins this playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Clippers. They beat Minnesota.
And baby Jordan. Timberwolves.
Minnesota.
Oh, you said Minnesota.
And I don't know who else they, but they beat three teams. The last team to do that, Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
To beat three teams with 50 wins. So they've gone through tough matchups. And Boston hasn't. They've just coasted.
Yeah.
So who's going to be ready when it's tie game, 2 minutes left? I think Dallas is going to be ready.
Right. Or Boston is not tired.
That's true.
Well, that's the other
Well, no, they only have one less. They have one more rest day because they finished their series the day before.
Yeah, but like they're.
Oh, I mean, the whole yeah, like, you're right.
It's mentally
you're right.
stressful
and draining. And they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals like five out of the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. They've only been in the finals once or twice, but they have been there close. You know, in sports, you got to get close a couple times. Then you go over the hump. I think, I don't know.
It's
As a Laker
tough.
Hater. What? That I am, because fuck the Lakers.
Were you happy to see LeBron lose?
No. I'm a LeBron fan.
So were you happy to see the Lakers lose?
Yes, but not LeBron.
See, this doesn't make any fucking sense, because Lakers.
It does.
LeBron is on the Lakers.
It's like decking off with a like a semi-erect penis. Like, it's not the same, but it'll do. I think as a Laker hater, I want the Celtics to win. But as an NBA fan, I do want Luka to get one.
Yeah.
I do want
Well, and Kyrie, too. You know what?
I'm taking it back. I do want Kyrie to. He already has one,
though. No, I know he has one, but
yeah.
He's Wait, not, who did he's he not get getting it with? With LeBron.
Yeah. Anyway. I do want Luka to get it. I just want good games. Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I just want good games.
What I have seen is when I was watching the Lakers, game over here on this side, it didn't look like a basketball game so much. When I was watching the Boston Celtics play someone else on the other in the East Coast, that looked like a fucking matchup. You know, it looked like a battle. So different teams play different styles. So maybe if I watch, maybe I'll
Boston
like what I
plays
see.
Better defense, and Dallas plays better offense. But the cliche is defense wins championships. But in basketball, better offense always beats better good defense. Always, so offense always comes through. So. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. All right.
Anyway, that's my
we'll see.
Also segment of the day. Thank you, guys.
That was trash, bro.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
They're broken.
What
now.
Do you mean? What
Why are they broken? They're all fucking broken.
Oh, shit. They're fine.
Who broke them?
I don't know. Not me. I know.
They were fine.
Nah, fuck that. Hey, once I joined the show 100%,
yeah,
I'm gonna need like a new fucking headphone, new everything, guys.
Yeah, the pay- we gotta have get you,
guys you
on the payroll.
Have you guys seen my fucking contract that I sent over?
No.
Nah.
Okay, we'll fax it later. But yeah, there's demands on there.
Okay.
Okay. Peanut M&M's, only blue ones.
Only.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we got plenty of nuts here.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Let's wrap it up, man. Let's wrap it up.
No, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that either.
Oh. All right. Oh. Wrap it up.
No,
we go raw here.
Okay, not bad. All right. Raw dog it. Go. nah, man, I appreciate the invite. I think I'm going to be here more often.
Oh, man, that's good to hear, bro.
Spoke to the wife. Yeah, man, I think I'm going to be coming more consistently, man.
Good
sure.
to go.
Yeah, we're good to go.
So. Don't come that consistently.
I mean, you know. But, yeah.
Dude, that's what we need.
Just do it at home.
We need consistent coming.
No, we don't.
And the good thing, I don't have a mom to take to dinner.
Oh, that's
so I can't cancel.
Fucking Barlos. That motherfucker never comes.
No. Oh, come
well,
on.
He is unfucked and sullied. He doesn't come.
Well, he should be coming.
And he's also snipped, by the way.
Oh, I'm also snipped, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah. That's why you don't come. Okay.
Yeah. But I'll be here more often now. So, yeah, appreciate the invite.
I like that better. Yeah.
So does that mean that you and Barlos can bone each other and not get pregnant?
No, come on.
I mean, maybe. I got to check that.
Can you imagine?
No, I don't want to.
You don't have to imagine. I'll send you the video later. Yeah, man, but I appreciate the invite. Thank you for letting me. I'm over here and explaining to you the beef, the NBA finals, and just
having a good time. It was really helpful, only because I did hear like a snippet of like the big three, big me.
Yeah.
I thought they were talking about the Ice Cube basketball.
Well, that was the line. The line's like, we're the big three, like we're starting the league. That was the line.
Right. And I really thought that that's what they were talking about. Like, man, fucking Ice Cube's in trouble.
Dang, they dissing Ice Cube.
No, like, you don't want to diss Ice Cube.
No Vaseline, bitches.
You don't want to diss Ice Cube.
God
yeah.
Damn. Man. No rest for the wicked, man.
Yeah, I'd be curious what that would look like, bro.
Nah, you can't do it.
That would be dope. But, yeah, so with that said, zip it up and zip it down, right?
Right.
No. I don't zip it at all.
No. What's going to be your outro, bro?
I don't know, man. I usually say also out. Yeah, but I'll think of something.
Why don't you bring, like, maybe some, like, talcum powder or something? And
oh, do the LeBron chalk toss?
Yeah!
That'll be fire. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
I fucking Barlow's going to think it's cocaine. I don't
that's
know.
That's true.
He's like, you got some cocaine on your shorts?
Let me get that for you.
Yeah, and I don't know. He's already going to be sitting on my lap. I don't
know.
Yeah. I'm good. By the way, I purposely sat on Barlow's chair today.
Because
fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shit.
There's going to be a lot of beefing, bro.
That's a diss right
that's
there.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you short motherfucker.
That's why I sat on your chair, you short motherfucker.
Fat motherfucker. Oh, man. Fucking great fucking show. A lot of laughs. A lot of knowledge that also brings that we don't cover.
Bro, I didn't know half the shit we were talking about today.
And the thing is, like, I get it in the moment, and then
we sat in the car and reviewed. But this was mid of it. Like, a lot of it had to come out right after. Which one was it?
Euphoria.
It was Euphoria. Right after Euphoria, we had a meeting at work, so we sat in the parking lot. We talked about the beef, and I played the songs for him, and I was explaining to him the different meanings of this line, that line. And when he left, he's like, okay.
No, I got it. No, the thing is, I was like, shit, like, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Which was cool, and then I tried to explain it to somebody, like, 2 days later, and I'm like, man, I didn't retain that shit.
Somebody's bitch got fucked. Yeah.
Somebody's fat bitch got fucked.
See, that's a little easier for me to understand. Yeah.
But if you like, yeah, so anyway, if there's anybody listening to this show that's like under 22, 23, they'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. Everybody else is like, who gives a fuck?
Okay.
Yeah. No, probably.
Yeah. Most of our listeners are about our age.
So like pops will be like, oh, shit, yeah, I know that. But not, you know.
Everybody else will be like, nah.
It's all good, yeah.
It's all right. Anyway. Yeah, but fun show, man. Fun show. And I'm looking forward to having also on, you know, consistently moving forward, and I do have a shout out.
Really?
Yeah, it's for Ramon.
Oh, no way.
Fucking Ramon went on this big ass fucking I don't even know if I put you in on the fucking joke if I went and I told you. So the last time when Ramon was here, he went on this big fucking rant about how I never shout him out.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
So then I was like, on the ride home, I was like, man, it feels like we just shouted him out. But fuck, I don't know. Jericho, tell me why it was the previous fucking episode. We gave him like this big fucking, this big homage. Like, we were just like, oh, fucking Ramon, the creator of the song, and this, this, and that. We're like fucking stroking him, you know? And no. And I'm like, dude, I go, this motherfucker just like put me on blast. So I did a screen record of the fucking thing, and I sent it to him that fucking night.
There you go.
And he's like,
did he send a diss track?
No, he was like, he's like, oh shit, when was that? And I'm like, on last week's show.
And so was, ask him for the shout out of Mictorious on his show. See, right, see right. When that happened.
Do you think maybe Ramon only listens to his song on the show? Like he fast forwards to the 5 minute mark?
He's like, great song.
Guys. Yeah. Great show, guys.
Guys, I'm still there.
No, but he was just like, oh, shit, because he hadn't finished the episode yet. And so he's like, bro, he's like, I didn't even get to that part yet. And so he was apologetic or whatever. But yeah, man. But anyway, shout out to Ramon. Oh, we over here talking shit, man. But yeah, much respect to you and Chicano Shuffle, man. Shout out to them. If you guys haven't listened to them, go ahead and give them a listen.
And Chicano-ish.
And Chicano-ish. Yeah.
Can I do a shout out too? Is that your thing?
No, you can do a shout out.
Shout out to Ramon. I don't want beef.
You sure?
I don't want beef. I just don't want the song.
He he was just working on a fucking song.
Oh, within a Disney?
Also is gay. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, whatever.
That's all right.
But
I think it was gonna be like a fucking.
Also está bien feo.
What? Hey.
Y también su madre.
Holy fuck.
Porque no sabe cuando me la pela.
Yeah, that would have been it, bro. That would have been it.
Yeah. That's it.
That would have killed me.
Yeah, no,
sure. Anyway, so shout out to Ramon. I love Ramon. Shout out to Chavo.
Oh,
I miss Chavo. Chavo got injured at work, and he has been away from playing basketball for like a month now.
Yeah,
he should be coming back soon. So shout out to Chavo. Can't wait to see you out there, buddy, on the court. And then shout out to my son who graduates from UCLA on Father's Day.
There we go.
Shout out to what do we call
Look
him?
Look at that.
Cool.
Shout out to Nico. Yeah, shout out to Nico.
No one's going to.
Graduating with a degree from UCLA. We took his graduation pictures yesterday and part of that kid. So anyway, shout awesome. Out to him.
That is awesome, yeah. Man. Kids.
Good shit.
Doing great things, man. It's a proud moment for Latinos everywhere.
Yeah, you know? We took pictures yesterday, and we saw a Latina there too, but we're the only Latinos out there taking pictures. They were all Asian or white.
Really?
Yeah, well,
was it like a designated picture day?
No, it wasn't designated, but it's one of the last weekends before the graduation.
Oh, okay.
And everybody takes pictures in like three different spots.
Right.
And so we were in those spots for a couple hours, and we just counted, and we were the only male Latino. My son was the only.
That's
dope. That was cool.
That's awesome.
He took a picture with like a Mexico baseball hat on and stuff. You know,
very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
And a Dodger one too, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
man.
Anyway.
That's a lot of hard work on your end as well.
Shout out.
That's a lot of hard work on your end.
No, not like that.
People always think the gay.
You know, you did a lot of work, for him to be where he is.
All night.
Yeah. You took it in the ass.
I did not mean that. I didn't mean that.
Turkey, take us out of here, man.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Chingón.